This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 9:45, down 5.5 on the open. December, 6:59, down 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:70, down 2 on the open. December, 6:84, down 4.5. March, 6:81, down 3.5. And July at 5:69, down 4 on the open. September corn opened at 327, down 1.5 on the open. December, 344.5, down 1.25. March, 359, down 1. May, 368.75, down 0.5. July, 378.75, unchanged. September, 381, down 0.5. December of next year, 390.25, down 0.5 on the open. September beans opened at 807, down 4.25 on the open. November, 821, down 6.75. January, 836.5, down 6.25. March, 847, down 5.5. May, 855, down 5. July, 865, down 6 on the open. September soybean meal open at 218.50, down 30 on the open. October, 221, down a dollar. September soybean oil open at 35.13, down 26 on the open. October, 35.30, down 34. At the Merck, August live cattle open at 91.95, unchanged on the open. October, 95.40, down 7.5. December, 98.20, up 37.5. February, 98.65, down 15 on the open. August feeders open at 116.70, up 27.5 on the open. September, 117.40, up 52.5. October, 118.20, up 97.5. November, 117.32.5, unchanged on the open. October lean hogs open at 67.27.5, unchanged on the open. December, 66.55, down 10. February, 68.50, down 15. April, 68.90, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 94.30, and they were down 32. And a half on the open. Join us tomorrow for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tomorrow's outing is sponsored by Risk Management Commodities. We'll be at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. Registration kicking off at 10:30. And that's Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, lunch at noon. And then we'll go ahead and do the panel in the afternoon after lunch. There is a fee of $20 for this particular panel. And a lot of good information to be given out, especially if you are one that likes to look at macro and microeconomic factors on the outside markets. You can give a call over to the folks at Risk Management at 866-837-9027 today, so they can get a good lunch count tomorrow, as well as get your particular seminar book ready for you. That's tomorrow at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute. Registration at 10:30 Central. That's 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and we do indeed hope to see you there.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now to look at the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
Well, I got to tell you, it is a pleasure not to have to think too hard about subprime interest rates and outside market impacts to start the week.
Well, yeah, it is. I have a feeling, though, that there's going to be a lot more fallout. Some of the people we visit with who are on top of this feel there's a lot more damage done than what the average person believes or what's taking place here. They're looking at, we're going to need another 0.5% cut here to sort of calm the fears that are out there. So far, so good, but we feel it's not good.
Let's turn our attention to the markets directly then, and as we look at the beans, they are coming a little bit off of their opening bell movement down. I guess we had some pretty good rains over the weekend, and crude oil's off today.
Yeah, the rains are probably too much in some areas, some very heavy rains. Everybody's got a big number to pass around. Thank goodness for most people, it's confined away from the central belt here, but some rain is needed as we go further south, southeast from here. With the rains around here is going to promote sudden death and some other disease and fungus problems. But for the most part, the rain is going to be considered as a beneficial to the cropping through here. And it's probably going to keep a lid on the marketplace here for a day or two.
Is it a foregone conclusion that USDA is likely to increase its number for the yield on the September report?
Well, we're a long ways away from that. You know, we'll see how this crop fares here over the next week or two. This afternoon's crop conditions report is to be steady, maybe a slight deterioration, but it could go either way here at this point in time. Seasonally, the ratings do go down as we go into harvest. But our first indication will be the Pro Farmer John Deere Crop Tour taking place, and the trade will be watching that real close to get a handle on their observation. The key is that to be consistent, compare that to past year's observations. Does that give the trade an idea of where we are maybe on crop size?
So if John Deere comes in here this week and the indications are we're looking at 43 to 44 on the yield for the beans. Is that enough to break that speed bump that Zwicker likes to talk to? Dan Zwicker of ADM likes to talk about, and I think it's sitting around 7.95 the November basis.
That would be a negative number. You know, that would be an increase in above what. We've been expecting on bean yield, but that would definitely keep a lid on the marketplace as the trade would be at ease on a ending stocks number going below 200 million bushels.
So what would be the downside risk?
Basically, when you look at the chart formations, we do have a head and shoulders top in place. We got a very defined formation there. The market's trying to go back up and fill the gap it left there on Thursday, especially when you look at the day chart in particular. So downside risk in November futures is going to be 750.
All right. Turn your attention to the corn market. Is it a trading affair between now and harvest, essentially?
Well, consolidation. Corn's probably going to be a follower in here. We'll probably watch the demand base on corn. It's quite interesting. We're starting to see some non-traditional buyers come forward to be a buyer of U.S. corn, not huge amounts by all means, but enough to say that the world corn supply-demand balance sheet is fairly relatively tight. And some of these countries are looking at the U.S. as a real supplier of corn. So as we move lower in through here, typically we have a seasonal low in place in all both corn and beans both here as we get into late August, early September in the futures contract.
Unless, I suppose, if Deere comes out with a number that's north of USDA's current figure, and then I suppose, depending on the size of that number, we might even try all the way down to $3.
Could very well. You know, some of the downside objectives has been 3 to 3.16, or some talked under 3, but we feel demand's going to pick up as we go in this fall. If you're a studier of the grain market, it doesn't take much experience to realize that oftentimes you put lows as we go into fall. So if you're a buyer, you're going to be buying on some harvest pressure. You're going to be taking advantage of the weak basis to pick up some inventory. And everybody knows that we've still got a huge demand base out there to work with. So we're in the opinion that breaks in here are going to start finding support as we get an early harvest as this demand base comes forward.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimball of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick on the market, September wheat in Kansas City at 644, down 6.5. At the Board of Trade, September wheat 671 down 1. September corn at 328 down a half. December 344 and a half down 1 1/4. December of next year 389 down 1 3/4. September beans 609 and a half down 2. November, I make that 809 and a half, excuse me, down 2. The Noves at 825 down 2 3/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.